You are now listening to What's the Fuzz? A furry podcast that advocates for diversity, equality, and cultural exchange inside and outside of the fandom. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey Fuzzles, what's up? It's your host Reiner coming at you to give you a boop on the snoot. Thanks super much for tuning in, I'm happy to see ya. This episode was originally recorded on February 18th, 2021, and should be published around March 28th, 2021. Shout out to Bad Will and Captain Nico for the dope-ass new intro and outro music. We're using a song of his called Glitter. If you want to help Bad Will out, you can check him out over on Twitter and check out his song on Fur Affinity, both of which I'll be linking below. Trust me. If you're into R&B, hip-hop, or jazzy flavors, he's got you covered. I also want to give a shout-out to Tea Cakes for drawing the new podcast cover artwork. I love it! She did such an incredible job, and I'll be linking her Twitter down below. Guys, don't forget we have so much talent in the furry fandom, especially when it comes to BIPOC artists and musicians that need your support. Anyway, today I'm sitting down with Serb, a phenomenal artist with an eye for color that's hard to surpass. Be sure to check him out over on Twitter at C_Burris, and I'll be linking her other projects in the show notes below. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Serb. I can't wait to find out more about you and what matters to you.
Yeah, Chris, wow, that was so flattering. Thanks.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, I am a fan. Just like when I saw those art pieces, I was just like, damn, those are some colors. So yeah, I'm gonna throw an iceberg question at you. You ready for it?
Sure.
What is the one place you'd love to see before the world ends?
Oh man, there's a lot of places I want to go. I really do want to travel a lot when I have the means, and once the hell times are over. I've always wanted to go see. Japan is kind of a typical answer, isn't it?
Yeah, but just, Japan's pretty, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, someplace like in Europe or Japan or something like that.
We're specifically in Japan, though. What prefecture?
Probably somewhere in the countryside. I think it would be really cool to see another places like... Like a really different ecosystem than the ones we have here would be really cool.
You just roll up on some quiet townsfolk, be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome, awesome. Now let's get down to the actual questions. To get started here, the listeners would like to know a little bit more about you. So where you're from, how old you are, your pronouns, your ethnicity, and how you would describe your sexuality/gender identity if you feel inclined to say so.
Sure. So I can do a little introduction in Smalgyach, which is the traditional, it's the language of my nation, Tsimshian. So Serb Diwayu, Tsimshianu, Gisbetwara di Tegu, British Columbia, Canada, Diwil Watgu, at a Phoenix Diwil Zoku, Notsnu, at a Miutanu. So what I said was, my name is Serb, I'm Tsimshian, Gisbetwara, or Killer Whale, is my clan, and I was born in British Columbia, Canada. To be more specific, it was on Tanaha land in Southeast British Columbia, and I live right now in Phoenix, which is Akimau Ootam in Peeposh land, and I am two-spirit. I am a lesbian, and I am non-binary.
Ooh, that was a cool introduction.
Jewish. Yeah.
And you're Jewish?
I am.
Damn, that's some crazy, that is cool as hell. So what's your main OC and how do you feel you express yourself through them?
Patish is my fursona, and she is, I really like designing hybrids and thinking about like how different animal features would go together in a cool way. And so Patiche is a dragon, a killer whale, and a tiger. And it was kind of important to me to have a fursona, because I've kind of experimented with just like wolves or like things like that in the past. But I like having something that's a little extra and has a lot of different features, because it's like, I'm kind of, you know, I'm two spirit, and I'm a lesbian, but also like I'm non-binary, which makes it a little more complicated. And like I'm Tsimshian, but I'm also like I'm Jewish, and I'm also Scottish. So it's like I'm kind of cut between all these different worlds. So it's important to me to have that reflected in my fursona in kind of a more exaggerated physical way.
Hell yeah. You're like an amalgamation of all these cool ass things.
Thanks.
And what brought you to the furry fandom in the first place?
I don't really remember if there was something specific. It's been kind of on and off my whole life. I grew up on the internet, obviously. So mm-hmm. I've always known about furries, and I was always like, man, like, it'd be cool to be a furry. But I don't know. I didn't really start associating with the fandom super strongly until I really started taking art seriously as a career or a profession, like a couple years back, basically. So
you thought it would be cool to be a furry. You wouldn't want to dunk on them or anything?
No. Well, you know, well, like, I always had my thought process was always, I had the capacity to be one. Like, I experimented with fursonas and stuff. I just never, like, I never got on, like, Fur Affinity and, like, made a bunch of furry friends and stuff like that. So I didn't really consider myself part of the fandom, but.
True. You could have been one of those proto dog kids that ran around all fours and, like, barked at the other kids.
I did do that with warrior cats. I role-played warrior cats when I was a kid.
I knew it. I knew it had to come from somewhere. It doesn't just like appear one day.
Okay, maybe the warrior cats was where it started. You got me.
Yeah, it seems so. I've been seeing nonstop warrior cats like fan art and like animations and relatable TikToks about how people used to role play as warrior cats. So, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Second wave cat fandom.
Yeah.
So you've been part of it for like your entire life, basically. Have you noticed a lot of changes in it over time?
Mostly, I guess, because I was mostly an outsider at the beginning. I didn't have a great pulse on it, but I mean, like, especially over like the last couple years, it's certainly, this is something I hear people talk about on past episodes of your podcast too. Like, it's woken up a lot to, not just like, you know, to not just being purely about LGBT stuff. It's also including like furs of color more now, which is cool. It should have happened a lot earlier, but like, it has opened up a lot more and become a lot more conscious of racism in the last little while, I think is the biggest change.
Yeah, I think us, like, as a people, moving past the whole color blindness thing has helped a lot, because if you were to acknowledge that someone was, like, the whole King Cougar thing, like, he came up with fursonas, right, and he's black. If... It would be kind of weird, I think, back then to acknowledge someone as, you know, being black and being the person to create fursonas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think things are better now because of, like, Black Lives Matter and things like that. That we can draw attention to things without it being, like, inherently negative.
Yeah.
Has being part of the fandom changed your life in any meaningful way?
Since I only really got serious about it from an art standpoint in the last year or so, it's mostly from, I think, like an opportunity perspective. Like, having my art like recognized and like being able to make money off of it from commissions is like in a way that I wouldn't be able to in any other space is really incredible. And also in a more in less of a community sense, it is really like just being able to express yourself with like a fursona and everything is really it's really cool.